Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon and welcome to WEEI Afternoons on what I've dubbed a fun festive Friday. That is why I have my Grinch hoodie on. Fitzy has his winter cap on because apparently the oil delivery didn't come to his house just
not
yet. So kids, it's going to be a chilly one. Put your footy pajamas on and root for the Patriots during the bye week. But yeah, we're going to have some fun here today and we're going to prove if the Patriots can dominate the Giants without Will Campbell and Jared Wilson, we can dominate 2-6 without Stiz and Ted Johnson because Stiz is under the weather. I think we talked a little bit about it yesterday. He had a little sniffle, a little cold.
We quarantined him yesterday.
So it's more than just a little sniffle now, guys.
He's soft. Let's be honest. He's soft. Tree-hugging hippie soft. He can't handle it. He can't man up and go to work like the rest of us would and should. But Stiz,
turn your radio off. You're catching strays.
And Ted Johnson.
You're assuming he's awake right now.
No chance he's awake right now. He went from the Dayquil to the Nyquil, would be my guess, and he's just going to sleep it off. And Ted Johnson celebrating his birthday with a trip to see the family, I think, in Texas. I think there is a rib tickler visit, the barbecue place, on his docket this weekend.
That's 26, a key clarification.
Is it 26 degrees in Texas right now?
No, I don't think it is, but it's certainly cold in New England. I know I have a son at UNH that was bitching about 4 degrees. What the F is this? And some friends up in Portland, it was 2 degrees. I believe it was 12 when I got in my car today, but we're not going to bitch about the weather. We don't have time to bitch about the weather. We need to bitch about the Red Sox and Craig Breslow. Because Craig Breslow, who said he was only looking for pitchers that were higher than number 3 in the rotation this offseason. He said it, not me. He said 3-10, we're set. We're looking for a guy who can walk alongside our ace, Garrett Crochet, start a playoff game. Well, he went out and got Sonny Gray. And Fitzy, we talked about it. Is Sonny Gray a number 2 starter? What is Sonny Gray? Sonny Gray a 3? Is Sonny Gray a 4? Well, I can tell you what Sonny Gray is. He's better than Johan Oviedo, I think we're going with. Johan Oviedo is your newest Red Sox pitcher. It cost you the password. He also arrives with Tyler Samaniego and Adonis Guzman. Pirates get the password. And is it Jesus or Jesus? Travioso.
I'm pretty sure it's Jesus.
I want to call him Jesus. Anyway, let's focus on the signature part of the deal. Jesus. You traded the password. He gone. Number 3 prospect in the eyes of some. A guy that I absolutely would have traded. I was all for trading him. You have too many outfielders. Whatever. We don't want to learn his first name. Go have success elsewhere.
Yo Stinkson.
But you traded him for Johan Oviedo, who his last 2 years, you know what that has totaled? A little post-August action last year. Tommy John surgery and then a lat issue that shelved him till August. And I'll give you just a little scouting report, Fitzy. I don't want to get into exact numbers. It's a simple scouting report. And Dan Ball, by the way, welcome to the big chair.
Good afternoon, boys.
You're not quite as big as the man who usually sits in that chair.
Spitting image.
So they make this move for a pitcher after telling me they were only looking for needle movers. They were only looking for number 2 starters and guys that could start playoff series. For a pitcher who has upside, for a pitcher who walks a lot of guys, for a pitcher who Rob Bradford is like, yeah, I mean, he can be really good one start and then be really bad another start. What the hell are we doing? Should I just stop listening to Craig Breslow, Fitzy? Is that my problem? Did I listen to his words and did I take him at his word?
I don't know if you ever go out to dinner with somebody who feels like they either know the bar or the wine cellar of the restaurant that you're at better than the people that actually work there. So that, like, when the bartender says, like, oh, you're looking for a bourbon? Try this one. It's really good. Or if it's a fancy restaurant, anniversary dinner, and they actually have, like, a sommelier or a wine expert who says, try this. It's really good. And you're like, no. I trust me. This one that costs a third of those, that's better. Honey, trust me. Let's get that. That's exactly who Craig Breslow is becoming. Craig Breslow is becoming the know-it-all at dinner, who knows more about booze, more about the beers, more about the wines, and he is so much happier to go out and get a discount something as opposed to doing what all of us want, which is go get the top shelf. Go and get a familiar name. Go and get us something recognizable that we can use right now that is a familiar taste that we want and enjoy, and it is driving most of us crazy.
So, Dan Ball.
Yeah.
What the hell is Oviedo to the Red Sox?
He is another project. He is this year's Patrick Sandoval. He is this year's Lucas Giolito. Ugh. He is another guy that the Red Sox bring in what they think is a value add that they think they can throw into their pitching system and make more out of than the Pittsburgh Pirates were or the St. Louis Cardinals were. So he stands at 6'6". Yeah. He also, you can see Lou Maloney, he put this on Twitter as well. He's got an extension of over 7 feet, seven foot four.
Big wingspan. He should play in the NBA.
Which is...
Yeah, what is Spanish for the unit?
Power forward.
Right, which he equated to Peyton Tolley, which is all fine and good. He, a couple years ago, had one of the better sliders in the sport, and you know how much Andrew Bailey loves sliders.
Ooh, spin it.
So they look at the secondary stuff and the frame of the guy and go, this is apparently, according to Bradfo, a guy who they think could become a, quote, top of the rotation arm. The problem is he walks 11% of his batters in his career, walked 15% of his batters this year.
Sweet.
And is once again just a kicking of the can down the road. I hate this, and it has next to nothing to do with Johan Oviedo being a member of the Red Sox. Could he eventually be somebody who is a bottom of the rotation starter? Maybe. But you're once again just trying to make too much work for yourself, Fitzy. Just add a guy, to your point, add a guy who you've actually seen perform well at the major league level. Invest your money, invest your prospects in guys who have done this before, and they continue to just, no, we're going to be smarter than everybody else in baseball. Mm-hmm. We're going to get the guy that nobody's talking about and nobody's thinking of. I'm so sick of it because they're doing it to us again this offseason.
But I like this wine. I just want to drink this wine.
Right.
No. Trust me. You're going to like this one. No. And even though our pal Gordo aggregated this for us, quote, they believe Oviedo can be the kind of top of the rotation pitcher that would cost a whole lot more than Garcia if already proven. Make no bones about it. They view Oviedo as far more than just a depth option.
That's I don't Bradfo. Care what they view him as. What is That's, he? Right. What is he? This is not a rebuild. I thought they told us they were a wild card team that was now looking to build upon what they established last year. If this were 3 years ago and you wanted to make this move, I don't know if I'd love it, but I could buy into they view him as. No. I can view myself as 6'4". I'm 5'9". It doesn't matter. The reality is this guy does feel like a project. He does not feel like a number two or a guy that's going to walk side by side with Crochet into a playoff series.
And he's another maybe. He's another could be. He's another possibly. We view him as. How many times in this regime have the Red Sox brought in a player who you look at and go, yeah, maybe. It's the same thing with Sonny Gray. Maybe he's not going to regress. Maybe he could be a number two starter if you maximize the secondary stuff and you limit the fly balls. How many more times can you add somebody who you just don't know what you're going to get every day? The Red Sox lineup this year after the injury to Bregman and after you lost Roman Anthony was 9 guys who you showed up every single day and went, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that could be. Willy Abreu could be the best power hitter on the planet for a week and the worst hitter on the planet for a week. Same thing with Rafaela. Same thing with Duran. It's a bunch of guys who you just don't know what you're going to get. And that's why, for a month, the Red Sox will look like the best team on earth. And for another month, will look like a team that's in the middle of a rebuild because there's too many guys that you just look at and go, yeah, maybe someday.
So I feel like I'm playing more the role of Fitzy, who hated the Sonny Gray deal. I hate this trade for what it says, for what it brings, for what it sends. Because whatever you think of the password, he's a theoretical asset. An asset you could have included into a trade that brings Joe Ryan or whoever, you know, Fernando Tatis.
He's a top prospect.
Whoever.
Yeah, an asset for a significant upgrade.
If you were to offer, Andy, let's say proverbially, you contact Minnesota and you say, I'll give you Toley, I'll give you Bayo, and I'll give you Campbell. And they're like, and you're like, okay, tell you what, you can also have the password. That gets you a two who's possibly a one with prime years to spare in a super, 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 super competitive AL East.
Okay, so here's where I can potentially spin it positive. If I really want to lean into my little gullible Andy side, if I really want to try to stay optimistic, which I'm struggling to do.
I was going
to
say, is that guy even alive at this point?
He's dying on the vine. He is dying on the vine right now.
Okay.
But if I wanted to lean into the optimism, maybe what they're doing, it plays into what Fitzy just said.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are planning on including Toley, Connolly Early, Brian Bayo, two of the three, in a deal to get a guy like Joe Ryan, well, you need a starting rotation.
You do.
And this could explain the addition of less desirable back end of the rotation guys. So if you tell me it's Crochet and then it's Sonny Gray and then because Joe Ryan is added, okay. But if you tell me these guys are just your additions, if you've realized it's too hard, they're not getting Joe Ryan is no longer on the table, or other options that we've talked about that are out there.
Yeah.
The one caveat I'll say is if he's collecting arms to make up for the loss of arms that are going in a trade named Early, Bayo, and Toley. That's because the only spin.
Right now you have Crochet, Gray, Bayo, Oviedo, Early, Toley, Dobbins, Sandoval, Harrison, Crawford, Uberstein, Perales, Strohan, and Sandlin. And that doesn't even include Tanner Houck. That's 14.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
14 pitchers. And the way that I would translate that is Garrett Crochet and a bunch of guys.
Yep.
You got one ace, and Bayo's has been better in years past. It looks like he's getting it together between the ears, but that's one number one starter and a bunch of guys who I go, if they were traded tomorrow, I would not miss them for
right,
a second.
Which is why when they acquire Sonny Gray, I said, if this is your Giolito replacement, okay,
perfect.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If this is your Walker Buehler replacement, ooh, love it. You've upgraded over anything you got from Walker Buehler a year ago. But if this is your pitching addition, this is your 2/3 or however, then I hate it. The other spin, Fitzy, that I could have, now I don't know if this is even really a plausibility, is this a guy that they say can be a bullpen arm? This whole super pen thing that they were talking about, if this is a guy that they think they can put and be a high leverage guy in the back end of the bullpen, okay, I would look at it differently. Still a projection, by the way. I still don't love that you traded the password for a projection. I don't love that idea. But again, that's not them trying to sell me on that this guy is a number two starter, because that worries me. Those quotes you read, Fitzy.
Oh, yeah, they think this guy could be much more than what he is. Oh, great. Oh, great. I don't care what you think. Don't tell me about the pain. Just show me the baby, as Dante Scarnecchia would say, Fitzy. He had a 3.5 ERA last year. The whip is a little high. I don't love the 1-2-1 whip.
Because he walks people.
Yeah.
15%.
That one out of every seven is not highly desirable.
Also hits people if you look to the 2023 season, led the league in hit by pitch.
Well, let's be honest. Some people deserve to be hit every now and again. Okay. So it's
Fitzy's apparent.
There you
take
go.
That for what it is.
It's just the God's honest truth.
Guy loves traffic. He'll love Boston.
Every now and again, a little beanball goes a long way. But, may, you know, this reeks. This is not reek of super pen. This is not reek of, quick, let's go collect some arms for when we empty the names 2 through 13 that Dan Ball just read a minute ago for a bat or a top-tier starter. This reeks of, we're going to spend so much on those bats, and we keep hearing about, oh, the Steve Phillips, the Red Sox are in two of these five names. If they're going to spend all that money on those two big bats, then they're going to try to value add their way up. You know, they're not going to go for the big prime dinner. They're looking at that Wendy's Biggie Bag $5 value. Like, how many fries and nuggets and free sauces can I get in this bag possible? That's who Oviedo is. He's going to be a four or a five starter on this team, and they are expecting Andrew Bailey once again to take canned chicken and turn it into like Coco Vin. Not talking chicken crap and turning it into chicken salad. We're talking chicken salad turned into like Coco Vin or like an expert gourmet meal. Good luck to you, sir.
Okay, so this is where the leaping off point I used for our poll today. At Jumbo Hart at WEEI Afternoons, I said Red Sox fans, after trades for starting pitchers Sonny Gray and Johan Oviedo, how are you feeling about the team's approach to the offseason? Two options. You only get two. You don't get a meh. Everybody wants a meh. They always want a meh as an option. No, no, no. I'm not giving you the middle of the road option.
Want to sit the fence.
Right, exactly.
It's easy to do.
You get optimistic or pessimistic? Fitzy, what do you think is winning right now?
Pessimistic at 71%.
Nope. Optimistic at 53%.
What?
And it's actually come down. Early voting was optimistic, was in the high 60s, low 70s. It has come down now closer to 50-50. But optimism is still reigning supreme in Red Sox Nation, Dan Ball.
So apparently 53% of people must believe that the archetype that we were given at the beginning of the offseason, which is an impact elite bat, a complimentary bat, and then an impact starter. 53% of people must believe that the Red Sox haven't even begun to work on that list.
Yes.
Because if the Sonny Gray trade is any more impactful than the fourth most impactful move you made this offseason, and the Oviedo deal is any more impactful than fifth, then you've had a failure of an offseason. So apparently, 53% of people believe that the Red Sox haven't even really begun on the main course. They're still in appetizer mode.
I'm going to call that the Ted Johnson angle, because if you remember, I believe he said that Sonny Gray would be the fourth or fifth best move.
It has to be.
And if that's the case, we can look at this differently in a couple weeks, a month and a half, whatever it may be. If you want to load up and tell me the cost of pitching was just too much, so we decided we're just going to go buy bats. We're going to be good at pitching, and we're going to score a hell of a lot more runs. We're going to hit home runs. We're going to hit the ball out of the ballpark. We're going to go get Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber, whatever it may be. That's an argument. We'll see. We were told you were going to build on last offseason, right? We were told you went and got an all-star closer. You went and got a starting catcher that we didn't know about, who's now part of your future and your foundation. You got a third baseman who was an all-star, and you got an ace. That's a really nice offseason.
No question.
We were told you were going to bring that same smoke, that same energy to this offseason. So far, does it feel like they're bringing that same energy, Fitzy, to this offseason?
No, it doesn't. But we have to give them 3 days, 72 hours for proof of life, because on Monday, the winter meetings begin. And as Brad Foe told us last time he popped on our show, it's almost like nothing significant gets going until the winter meetings take place. It's December 5th. The winter meetings begin on Monday. They go through Wednesday. If the Red Sox exit the winter meetings without the foundation in place for one or two superstar, blockbuster, oh my blank goodness type of deals, then I will gladly take them to task the way that I know you guys are souring on them right now.
And you also have to take into context and consideration what's going on around you. The Blue Jays' first move of the offseason after getting to the World Series and losing,
what'd they do?
Was signing Dylan Cease to a $210 million contract.
Sounds like a big move.
Not to say the Red Sox should have done that. That thing's going to age like milk. But it's adding an ace to a pitching rotation that already got you within a game of winning the World Series. The Yankees are getting Gerrit Cole back, and Cam Schlittler, our Boston boy, looks like he's emerging as a guy who can be a front-of-the-line starter. All of the teams around you that were already better than you last year are making more significant additions than you did. So the gap between you and the teams you're trying to hunt down in the American League is widening by the day, and this is what you're doing about it.
617-779-7937. How you feeling about the latest Red Sox trade? Did it move the needle for you? Are you remaining optimistic, or is pessimism starting to set in Red Sox Nation once again? We do have a couple texts I want to read. One was a personal text. Ken Laird, Boss Man Laird, is listening. He says Oviedo is ultimately going to be, I don't know if I can say that, so a bullpen arm. He's a Chapman protege. He's going to be part of the super pen, so that's an idea that I throw out there. We'll see.
The reporting after the deal is that he's being stretched out as a starter, so that is not the case yet.
Shot down, Ken Laird.
Good to hear from you, boss.
I'm also hoping that report is something that they're trying to leverage to maybe send him back out the door to another trade.
Then we also, because I brought up the idea that these guys are sort of replacements for Giolito and Buehler from last year.
Yeah.
So we have the 508. They didn't give up a top five prospect for Buehler or Giolito. They did for one year of a 36-year-old sucky Gray and projection Oviedo. So that'd be on the pessimistic side, I believe, of the voting right there.
Tend to agree.
617-779-7937. Let us know how you feel about the Red Sox. I know it's a bye week for the Patriots, and I know the Celtics had a massive win in a preseason game last night. They won by 45, but we're starting off Red Sox because hot stove is hopefully heating up. You also left out, Dan Ball, that I believe Kyle Tucker met with the Toronto Blue Jays at their Florida facility. So signed Dylan Cease, and they're at least talking to Kyle Tucker.
It's okay. We got Sonny Gray, though.
Yeah, we do. We got Sonny Gray. Sorry, that was the text line, not me, Sonny. I don't even know you. I'm going to root for you. 617-779-7937. Fitzy referenced it. Up next, we got to talk about the bat side of the equation. The two bats they're going to go get. The list of five guys they are apparently targeting, according to Steve Phillips. They get two of those, and they get the right two of those. Maybe optimistic Andy comes back. We'll be talking about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.